So in this episode of the MIB Secret Society, I guess you could say I've kind of returned back to the scene of the crime. I'm here on vacation in Santa Barbara. This is pretty much where it all started for me. I did my whole entire radio career here in Santa Barbara, but right above Santa Barbara, it's a place called the San Ynez Valley. And if you've ever seen the movie Sideways about this, these two guys go on this adventure before he gets married to the wine country above Santa Barbara. That's where it is that I'm located. It's here that I was asked to build a country radio station, Crazy Country, back in 2001, which led me to creating the first ever radio tour where artists actually got paid, which then led me to Big Machine Records, which led me to Taylor, so on and so forth. But today, what I want to talk about and want to share a couple of stories is, focusing on the things that we can control. I think too often as creatives, we find ourselves losing sleep, getting frustrated, spending a lot of time on things that are out of our control. I've been guilty, as everyone else who's done that. But one of the examples I want to share with you. So early on with Taylor, when you're in the heart of things and things are actually happening, you start getting nominated for these industry awards. And the way that the industry awards usually work is this thing called block voting. And what that meant was the bigger your company was, the more votes that you had. And that's why all the winners seemed to come from like Sony or, Universal or things like that. People would start structuring deals going, hey, we'll vote for your artist in this category because we don't have anyone in that category if you'll throw all your weight to our artist, especially when it came for Entertainer of the Year or New Artist or things like that. So that year that Taylor was that first year out when she had already had a gold record, she was selling all these records. Realistically, she should have won everything that she was nominated for, but she kept getting beat. She was at that point where it was Taylor, Miranda Lambert, and Kelly Pickler. So Kelly Pickler and Miranda Lambert were with the same record company. So we were going for new female artist. This was at the Academy of Country Music Awards. And when that happened that year, Taylor outsold everyone. She was the it girl. And as she's nominated for the award, comes time, award get announced, and it goes to Miranda Lambert. And Taylor just sat there, and of course the cameras come on you after that to see how you look. And she was poised, she held herself together. And then at the commercial break, she gets up and she says, come with me. And we walk to the side of the staging area there, and she just kind of puts her arms around me and she hugs me and she starts tearing up. And she's like, Rick, she's like, we worked so hard, we did everything that we could. I said, Taylor, I said, it's just really out of our control. I said, the only thing that we can really control is how you look and what you say on the carpets. She's like, is there an award that they can't take away from you? I said, well, the fan voted award. She goes, then I'm gonna win every fan voted award. I'm gonna love on my fans so much when it comes to fan voted awards, I'm gonna win all the fan voted awards. I said, then there's also, she goes, what's the one for the person that sells the most records? I said, well, that's the Billboard Award. She says, then I'm going to go sell more records than anyone else too. And that year, she went out and she sold more records than anyone. And she was so excited. And then all of a sudden, we get the announcement. For whatever reason, that year, the Billboard Awards were not happening. So Scott Borchetta from the record company calls and he says, I need you to tell Taylor something. I said, what's that? He goes, tell her that the Billboard Awards aren't happening. I'm like, screw you. You tell her that the Billboard Awards aren't happening. I'd worked so hard to be able to get her to the point where, here was an award that no one could take away from her. But she did go on to win all the fan voted awards. Later on, she went on to win all the Billboard Awards. But the reason that I wanted to share that story with you is that once again, there was a lot of pain, there was a lot of frustration, there was a lot of confusion when we're focusing on the wrong things, when we're focusing on things that we can't control. We can't control what playlist you might get added to. We can't control a lot of things, but we can control how many people show up for your shows. We can control how you treat people. We can control how you interact with people. We can control how many offers you make. We can't control how many people sign up for your email list, but by golly, once they're on your email list, you can control the messaging that they get from you. Okay, so that's what I want you to really focus on over the next couple of weeks. What are the things that I can completely control? And what am I going to do on a day-to-day basis to make sure that those are the things that are getting done? That my primary focus is just not on throwing my music out there, crossing my fingers, and hope that something happens. All right. Do me a favor. If you've got something that you would like me to discuss with the Secret Society, just shoot me an email, rick@rickbarker.com. Give you direct access. Just hit me up, rick@rickbarker.com. I'll be more than happy to bring that up as a topic. I also want you to DM me on Instagram. @RickBarkerMusic is where my Instagram is. Let me know the one thing that you're going to focus on that you can control. All right? Let's have some action items in here as well. You guys have a great one, and I will talk to you sooner rather than later on the next episode of the MIB Secret Society. See ya.